it's important. But I mean, personally, like, I've always been, I mean, just because there are certain words about black people we would never say.
You can't.
And it's funny because we were always programmed not to say that when we were kids. And I had black friends growing up, and it was just a word we never said. Mm-hmm. And they called each other that, but we couldn't say it.
That's something I also don't like. The fact that they call each other that. You guys shouldn't be calling each other that. That's...
Well, you know, there's a whole other way. You know, I had one of my friends, and when I was in college, he came from a very educated family. He was black, and his father was a doctor, and mm-hmm. his mother mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. also, like, working in the court system. She wasn't a lawyer. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the point was with him, he was very intelligent. One time I asked him, I said, why can't white people say
that word?
That word. And he said, well, it's because they see it as that your ancestors enslaved their ancestors. I said, well, my grandfather came over in 1903.
Look at me. I'm from the Philippines. Well, I mean, and I can't say that word.
Well, but you've never had it said to you. I've actually had it said to me before in Boston, where someone said, you know, you're white and your grandparents or your granddaddy.
Oh, you mean some black guy said that to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing is, you know, the area that I grew up in, they just see white. But none of my family even existed in America until the late 1800s.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like people associate with a group. And I think what happens is the group is sometimes more, and I hate to say this, I hope it doesn't offend anybody, but
we aim to offend here on Goldfish.
Well, what happens is people get more associated with the group, and it's more of the weaker crowd that gets either involved with the group itself, and the people who are controlling that crowd, they know that those people are weak, and they're listening, and they're looking for information about that group only, and really never thinking about what they could do as an individual. And I think individualism is really an important part of what we should all think about. And while we're being an individual about how we can help other people, and this is something I think we should all think about, mm-hmm. and just jumping on someone because they've made some sort of, you know, slur or whatever, if it's done unintentionally, you can tell when it's been done intentionally.
Oh, yeah, no, it's pretty easy to tell when
if someone does it unintentionally, I mean, if you're an educated man or an educated woman, you see that as an error. And then it's your job as an educated man or a woman to correct that error in a polite and unoffensive way. You know, there's an old saying, you know, I don't know how it goes, actually.
Thanks for bringing
it
up.
Hold on. Well, no, there is a saying. I forget. I don't want to mess it up because it's a nice little saying. It's very quick.
It's an English saying?
Well, it's actually, I think it's from Chinese, I think.
Okay.
I think a bad man is a good man's job.
Bad manners is a bad man is a good man's job. I get it right away. That you paraphrase it, if nothing else, quite well.
I think that's true. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, and in the way it's turning out in the States now, is there's too much righteousness, I think. Mm-hmm. People are looking for the chance to be in the right and not really looking for the chance to be peaceful with that person they're dealing with.